this week's AP Religion Roundup. A mass grave in Ireland sparks a reckoning over Catholic-run homes for unwed mothers. And Ohio pastors defend Haitian migrants against deportation.
All I could picture was real children, not just names.
Local historian Kathleen Corliss spent four decades unearthing the secrets of a Catholic-run home for unwed mothers in Western Ireland.
These are the list of deaths of children who died in the home.
She discovered that hundreds of children died there between 1925 and 1961.
When I saw that then, I was wondering, I said, my God, where on earth would these be buried?
AP correspondent Brian Melly says Corliss's research led to the excavation this month of a mass grave in the institution's former septic tank.
They're exhuming what they believe to be the remains of almost 800 babies and small children.
Daniel McSweeney leads the effort to exhume the mass grave and look for relatives of those buried there.
We will take DNA samples from people who have a reasonable belief that they have a relative buried in Tuam.
The discovery led to an investigation of similar Catholic-run homes across Ireland and an apology from Ireland's Prime Minister and Pope Francis. In Springfield, Ohio, clergy and community leaders are preparing to defend members of the Haitian community from deportation. AP's Haya Panjwani has the story.
This is something that our faith requires.
Central Christian Church pastor Carl Ruby.
We feel that our commitment to Christ requires that we put ourselves in places where we may face some of the same threats.
Ruby said the group is trying to push the Trump administration to reverse its decision to strip legal protections for hundreds of thousands of Haitians under temporary protected status.
It would be an absolute disaster if we lost 10,000 of our best workers overnight.
The Department of Homeland Security said in June that it would terminate TPS as soon as September 2nd for about 500,000 Haitians in the U.S. DHS says conditions on the island nation have improved enough to allow for their safe return. I'm Haya Panjwani.
I'm Walter Ratliff.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.